This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman.
We have entered a new phase in our war against Hamas.
Israel's military has called for more evacuations in southern Gaza as it widened its offensive aimed at eliminating Hamas.
Hamas broke the humanitarian pause when it violated the hostage release agreement by refusing to release women, children, and babies as agreed.
Israeli Army spokesperson Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari. Hamas is a U.S. designated terrorist group. Women and girls disproportionately bear the burden of climatic events, said Hillary Clinton, adding that gender equality can no longer be an afterthought.
They're in fields, they're in factories, they're in markets, they're doing all kinds of work that becomes absolutely impossible if temperatures get to 40, 50 degrees centigrade.
Speaking at the COP28 summit, the former U.S. Secretary of State spoke during a panel on women's role in building a climate-resilient world. The Athi River on the outskirts of Kenya's capital, Nairobi, a victim of climate change, choked by plastic and other waste. There's no piped water or sewage system in the area, and droughts have made clean water supplies more scarce and expensive. The nonprofit organization Bucket Ministry has been giving people easy-to-use filters to make the water drinkable.
It filters every pathogen or every germ that causes waterborne diseases.
So far, it's provided 600 filters and plans to hand out 6,000. This is VOA News. The streets of Chennai in India severely flooded on Monday, with residents in some parts struggling through knee-deep water. Cars and motorcycles were swept away while the airport, one of the busiest in India, shut down operations for the day due to torrential rains.
As some parts of this area is low-lying, the water has entered into the houses.
Two people were killed when a wall collapsed because of the heavy rain. And the State Disaster Management Department has declared a state of emergency. One of Hong Kong's most prominent pro-democracy activists, Agnes Chow, said late on Sunday she had left Hong Kong for Canada and likely won't return to the city for the rest of her life. Reuters' Amon Lee tells us she thinks the move is best for her mental health.
She also said she was accepted by a university in Toronto this year and that the police agreed to return her passport if she made a visit to the Chinese city of Shenzhen. I was forced to go to mainland China in exchange for the opportunity to study abroad, she wrote. Chow was due to report to Hong Kong's security police this month, but decided not to return out of consideration for her personal safety and well-being, she said. Early on Monday, Reuters could not reach Chow, who arrived in Canada in September, for comment. Hong Kong police on Monday condemned Chow's, quote, irresponsible behaviors that blatantly challenge law and order, and urged her not to be a fugitive for the rest of her life.
Reuters correspondent Damon Lee, who says the announcement was her first public comment since her release from prison in June 2021. Alaska Airlines has agreed to buy Hawaiian Airlines.
Alaska and Hawaiian are joining together as one airline.
In a video statement on the planned purchase of Hawaiian Airlines, Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci says the combined company would be based out of Seattle and would maintain both airlines' brands.
We will expand service for our guests on the West Coast, in Hawaii, in Alaska, and beyond, while maintaining robust neighbor island service.
The $1 billion deal involves buying Hawaiian shares at $18 and taking on $900 million in Hawaiian debt. Minicucci, who will head the combined company, says the merger will triple the destinations for travelers from Hawaii that can be reached with just one stop in North America. Corporate officials say they've spoken with collective bargaining leaders and are hoping to minimize the number of positions that would be eliminated. Alaska is the fifth largest airline in the U.S., and the merger could put it on track for a clash with regulators. I'm Jennifer King.
More news on our website, voanews.com. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.